أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل لا أملك لنفسي ضرا ولا نفعا إلا ما شاء الله. لكل أمة أجل، إذا جاء أجلهم فلا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. قل أرأيتم إن أتاكم عذابه بياتا أو نهارا ماذا يستعجل منه المجرمون. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 48, 49 and 50 of Surah Yunus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the arrogance of the disbelievers, and one aspect of it was that they always hastened and they were always, in inverted commas, enthusiastic for the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to come down sooner than later, and hence they would continuously and persistently seek this, make demands to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that the azab of Allah Ta'ala descends. And hence Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They say, in other words, they ask, when is the promise going to come if you are truthful? The promise of the azab of Allah Ta'ala, when is it going to come, in anticipation that the azab of Allah Ta'ala must come down sooner than later? So with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this question was posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the response came from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to respond. Two responses here. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not have the ability, I do not have the power over my own self with regards to harm and benefit, except MashaAllah, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala desires. This is not only with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us. We do not know and we cannot avert what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed in our taqdeer. If there is good going to come, we cannot avert it. If there is difficulties, calamities that are going to come upon us, we cannot avert it. We ourselves do not have any ownership, any ability. And this was the response that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to give, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam recited, and he gave this response. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. Every nation has its fixed time. The time has been fixed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we discussed this, that Allah never punished a nation, a community, a people, until and unless Allah had sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to those people. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's people were not punished before Nuh alayhi salam had come. He had come, he warned, he turned them towards Allah. They became arrogant, they denied. Then only the azab of Allah Ta'ala had come, and so was the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam's people. Idha ja'a ajaluhum, when their ajal comes, when that fixed period, that fixed time has come, فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً. They cannot postpone it for the slightest bit, not even a minute, not even an hour. وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And nor can they bring it forward. It is going to happen at the time when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had so desired. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ بَيَاتًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's second response, commanding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respond to the Quraysh of Makkah, that inform me that if the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes bayatan aw nahara, if it comes at night whilst people are asleep, or it comes in the day when people are fully aware of it, both of it has its own impact. People are sleeping and the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes upon the people. They are going to be washed away, swept away without even knowing it. And during the day when it happens and they are fully aware, can they avert the azab of Allah Ta'ala? Mada yasta'jilu minhu al-mujrimun? Now Allah Ta'ala asks the question, then why are the mujrimun, what are the mujrimun seeking haste for? When the azab comes, they will not be able to avert it. Some of the mufassireen have placed this question, that would they enjoy this when the azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, that they are enthusiastic, they anticipate it, they are waiting for it. Nobody will enjoy that azab. So instead of this warning that comes down from Allah, instead of taking heed, they should rather, they enjoy it. Instead of enjoying it, they should take heed that this is the great Qudrat and the power and the might of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.